793. Good morning to all that hears my transmitted.
WROL 464, good morning. You are coming in really garbled, and there's a lot of interference, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Sounds like an alternator or something that's getting in your way.
Yeah, 464, appreciate it. Give me a second, let me switch over to Mount Coin. Okay, 464, how's that?
Much better, much better. Yeah, I don't know what was going on there, but it sounded like in a vehicle that had interference in the alternator or something. It was a weird electrical doohickey in the background. Anyway, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you also. Days it seemed like it was working and Mount Clemens one.
Yeah, I don't know if you're inside or outside or what, but you're, like every other word is coming and hitting the
inside on five here. Go ahead. Not only on my end, because I didn't get any of that, it all broke up and stuff, and I don't know if it's the repeater or what. That's why I'm in Detroit, because everybody I'm going to go put myself on 464. Happy New Year to you if you can hear this. And
yeah, there's a repeater. Anyway, but I did catch it. Hope you get some of this. Again, Happy New Year. I'm clear for all the WROL for you.
Hey, WSFT 902, you're around. No, Cassie, WSFT 9. WSFT 793, monitoring. SFP 1002, you around? No contact 902. WSOD 793.
WRVV 690 mobile listening.
WSFR 966 copy. WSFR 966, copy.
WSFR 966, copy.
WSFR base station, copy.
WSCY842, WRWS538. WRWS538, clear.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
T902. Okay. The time is 2:07 PM. Had a window open it. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
W, last SS, 401, standing by.
WSFG 902, zero round flank, WSFG 793. WSFG 793, quick radio.
WSBC 277, clear.
WSBM 993, radio check.
WRZP 544, that's Jim and Charlie here.
WRZP 445.
Yeah, thank you very much. WSBM 993 monitoring, clear.
WRZP 445, is this thing good? WRZP 544. Try that again, brother. Sounds like you're hitting the repeater, but I don't have any modulation. It's like you're keying up on 675 there, and what was it? But no, broken, no modulation, brother. Yeah, well, if you can hear me. I'm not going to be able to transmit today until my antenna shows up. Anyway, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. WSS.
Roger
that. Yeah, you're hitting the Mount Clemens repeater, okay, and I caught parts of that. So, yeah, yeah, find your sweet spot, and we'll wait till you get your antenna, brother. Be safe. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, Claire, monitor.
WSKI 783 to station 213. Station 213, copy.
Okay, station 213.
Hey, what's going on over there today? Any good?
Just took the inside decorations down the outside. We had 4 days ago, so I'm almost there. I just got to wait on my wife to take stuff off the tree because I'm not allowed to touch that.
Got it. Hey, are you guys going to be there tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the hope. I'm going to try to get her there. She is working. But, I'm thinking that we got to do something. Anything else?
Okay, well, I'll save you a seat. When I find out what the special is, I'll let you know.
Yeah, very good. Are you mobile right now?
No, I'm talking from my base.
That thing's clear as a bell. You got a good good transmission there.
Are you transmitting from the Mount Clemens repeater or the Detroit repeater?
Yeah, I'm on the Mount Clemens. You're doing good, clear signal.
I heard there was some issues with Mount Clemens having a little static or something in it. You sound better this time than you did the other day, so maybe it cleared up.
I'm trying to plant repeater right now. How about now?
Yeah, that sounds better to me than Mount Clemens. That's further out yet.
Yeah, you're just a little bit more staticky, but I can't believe I can hit that. Pretty crazy from the distance that I'm at. So that's a good deal. I guess the antenna's up high enough.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, try the Detroit repeater. Let me see what you sound like.
Switching to Detroit now.
Oh man, that's terrible. You gotta switch back to Flint.
Oh no,
John. Nothing but static. Can barely make out what you're saying. Go back to the Flint repeater. Over.
Back to Flint. Yeah, I wasn't getting the bounce back from the Detroit.
I'm surprised that you're making it to the Flint one, but not the Detroit one, but it is what it is.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm actually closer to Detroit than the Flint, as you know.
Yep, yep, that's for sure. All right, well, I hope to see you tomorrow. This is WSCI 783. This is JJ in Fenton. I'm clear after your final.
Very good. Have a good rest of today. WSGW 213, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile, monitoring.
WRPB 44A, hello there.
Hey, Kurt, happy New Year, my brother. How are you?
Very good, very good. I was waiting to hear your voice pop up, and I wanted to return the same. Happy New Year to you as well. How have you been?
I heard you on there the other night, but I couldn't jump in there. I had an Uber passenger in the vehicle, so I try to not use the radio when I have passengers. But yeah, everything's been going good. You know, can't complain too much.
Oh, very good. Yeah, not much happening over here. Just been at home, looking out the window, looking at all the pretty snow. Happy that I'm not going anywhere in it. But, yeah, things are well here. Over.
Kind of fine business. It's been kind of flurrying on and off up here since yesterday, but, it really isn't doing too much of anything. I was just happy last week I was able to get out of here before that storm and not have to start dealing with that mess for too long of the trip.
Did you have a good trip?
Yeah, man, I left Monday afternoon a couple hours after this mess started and, I just kind of took it easy. I really didn't have too many issues. 75 was shut down already when I left, but I don't take that anyway. I take 13 down to 69, and by the time I got to Lansing, it was pretty smooth going the rest of the way, and I spent some time with the kids, went to the casino, won a couple bucks, so overall, it was a good trip. How was your holiday season?
Well, uneventful, which is, we did have a passing in the family, but it was kind of not a shocker. But other than that, pretty uneventful. The wife had a good visit with her family, and I got a surprise from my old store owner, stopped by and delivered something to my house, which I thought was really nice of them because they didn't have to do that. That made my Christmas right there was just that little gift. The littlest things go the longest way. Over.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. I have always been and have a difficult time instilling in my children that, it's not about what you get it, it's who you get it from, and the thoughts and the love behind it, that's what really matters, whether it's something that costs $1 or, $500. The price tag doesn't equal how important that person is to you.
Well, this comes right when I'm deciding I'm probably going to leave the store now because, I don't like the way the new corporate setup's going. I've been off for so long right now with medical, I'm in no hurry to go back to work, and I'm still waiting on my surgery, so, yeah, I might just leave the hardware for a year.
To me, when it comes to the working world, as much as I hate to say it, because, I don't have millions stocked away, I wish I did, but I don't. But even with that being said, and just living from paycheck to paycheck, family comes first, health comes second, work comes third. At least that's my, philosophy.
Yeah, copy that. I hear that. I guess I'm having the tail end of a midlife crisis. I don't want to go back to work after surgery and be the only one there lifting bags of mulch all summer. I used to be an electrician, so I'd like to just find something that just gets me by and helps out with food and stuff like that, Might go back to working at a restaurant.
Yeah,
you know, that cover both ends right there. Over. Because without saying, but I'll say it anyway, you know, no matter what you choose to do, just make sure that you don't jeopardize your health or your recovery from your surgery, you know, because, you know, you don't recover from your surgery and you're no good to anybody, you know. I copy that. As it is right now, I had one of the grandkids put the softener salt in the softener yesterday because I can't lift that darn bag right now, and feeling old. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I can relate to that, you know. I think about all the things I used to do when I was younger and how many hours I used to be able to work and how much I used to be able to do this or that, and now just going up and down the stairs to do laundry wings me out sometimes, but, you know. So I cherish jobs and cherish things that I don't have to physically exert myself a tremendous amount, and, you know, I have a pretty decent, you know, functional life there. BRPD 4484 identification purposes. The best I can do right now is try to keep a good attitude, and, yeah, it's been hard at times, but it's really not that hard. So I always look, you know, for something positive. And keep a good attitude and, you know, let God direct me where I need to go next. Over.
Yeah, roger that. A huge believer, and we'll leave it at that because I don't like to discuss religion and politics, but I do strongly believe in whatever is meant to be is going to be, and whatever drives that, but you know, like I say, if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. If it's not meant to happen, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, copy that, and I respect that 100%, so, you know. But yeah, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Boy, you know, there's a lot of things happening today out of our control, that's for sure. But yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, on a little side note, while we deal with all of this craziness, the radio has been a great new hobby for me. I mean, this sitting around being idle for the last year has really opened me up to the world of GMRS. I've met many fine people, including yourself, on the air, and this is the good I take out of the bad. You know what I mean?
All right. I'm going to stand by for 1 second because it sounds like someone else is trying to get in there, so we'll let them go ahead and have a shot at it. Other station trying to get in, go ahead, it's all yours. Yep, I guess not. Back over to you, Kurt.
Yeah, I heard a Roger beep on the end of that break, and so probably somebody trying something out. You know, those Christmas gifts are all out and about, and everybody's kerchunking, I'm sure. over.
Yeah, it's the kerchunking. It's the Roger beeps. I don't know what's going on all of a sudden lately. I've been hearing a lot of people popping up on here with Roger beeps, and, you know, you ask them to turn them off, and, you know, if they don't know how or they don't care, you know, or they just open the radio out of the box and it's already programmed. I don't know what the deal is with that, but, you know, I definitely think, you know, while there's nothing inherently wrong or illegal about it, it is quite annoying, especially when the repeater already has one on it.
Yeah, I think half the radios I've unboxed already have the beep programmed in. you know, a lot of people watch a certain YouTube channel, and now everybody's got a UV5R. I mean, that's how I ended up with one, you know, and, you know, good entry-level radio, but, you know, again, there's a proper radio etiquette, and, you know, keying up is, like, it's a big deal, you know. It's not like the old walkie-talkies we used to have. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Let's see what we got going on here. We got a fire, or we just got steam coming up? Yep, just steam. There's a big wreck out here on I-75. I just passed up here by Buena Vista Township. Looks like somebody got rear-ended pretty good, but they got that. They're clearing it up now. Always an accident around here. But yeah, I got one of those UV5Rs as well, and, you know, the whole Roger Beat thing, you know, for me, it was a pain in the butt trying to figure out how to get it on when I programmed it. You know, and I certainly don't use it on the repeaters, but when we use them on Simplex, we certainly do on the FRS side.
It has a place, definitely, and that would be more appropriate, I think, would be Simplex, obviously. But I don't know a whole lot else today. I heard you chime in, and I wanted to say hi because I miss talking with you. And, you know, I tried to talk to my usual contacts on New Year's Day, but I only talked to Bob, so that was it. Over.
Yeah, roger that. It's always a pleasure when I turn the radio on and I hear your voice out there. You know, there's a lot of people that kind of pop in and out up here, and then you got the radios like yourself that I talk to and recognize their voices, and, you know, there's some people that I recognize their voices, and all we do is say, hi, how you doing, have a good day. But either way, it's nice to have those, what I call known contacts, you know.
For sure, for sure. Community, you know. And believe me, I'm searching for a community because my hardware store just got destroyed, and they're no longer a community store. And that means a lot to me. You know, community, good people, goes a long way in the world. Over.
That. I remember back in the old days when I was a teenager, we had on CB we had a bunch of different groups. I lived right in the middle of two different groups on two different channels, and we used to get together all the time. We'd have barbecues and coffee breaks and all kinds of stuff going on. And you know, I kind of miss that. You know, obviously that doesn't happen anymore on CB, but I know there was a group of guys. I'm not sure that they do it anymore because it kind of conflicts with my work schedule, but they used to get together somewhere on Saturday mornings for coffee. I'm not exactly sure where they went, but if you talk to 488 Jack, I think he used to go to those.
Yeah, that would be the Ram's Horn at 13 in DeQuinder. He told me about it. It's probably a 25, 30-minute drive down 75 just for me where I'm at. Maybe 20 minutes, 25, I don't know, on a Saturday morning.
I wouldn't mind popping in every now and again if I didn't have to work, but I'm just getting off of work at the time that they're going, and all I want to do is go to bed at that point. But all right, Kurt, I'm about to get to my destination here, pick up a passenger, so we're going to have to go on the monitoring side here. But as always, it was a great pleasure chatting with you. You definitely make my trip a little bit faster and a lot more enjoyable. So until we do it again, you have a safe one. And again, nice chatting with you. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810. We are going to be clear on your final.
This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. Always a pleasure to speak with you as well. We'll do it again. I am clear and monitoring.
by mistake. WRZP 544, waving their hand to both of you, and we'll go ahead and Kirk, we'll start there, brother. Copy your conversation. All is well.
WRPV 448, well, hello, Bob. How are you?
Systems go here, brother. Overcast, of course, cloudy. Maybe inch of snow falling so far, but temperatures are expected to plummet, as we well know.
After that, gray and overcast here as well. I think we only got like a total of 2 inches. A couple flurries this morning. Just a good 10 degrees colder, I think. That's all I know.
Roger that. Well, we'll check in later and talk, I'm sure. Again, always a pleasure. Be safe. WRZP 544.
WRPV 448. Always a pleasure to speak with you as well, Bob. It's good to hear from everybody today. This is Kurt, Groveland Township, and I am clear.
WRZF 865. Anybody know what's going on? 75 South, just south of Zewaukee Bridge. It's a pretty bad backup.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, right at the 46 exit there, Buena Vista. You got a wreck there. They were just cleaning it up when I came through a few minutes ago.
Copy that. Appreciate the info. WRZF 865. Yeah, I'm just coming at the back end of it now, so looks like it's probably about a 15-minute backup according to GPS. So appreciate the info. Thanks a lot.
It didn't work too bad of a backup when I came through there. Like I said, they were getting the cars on the records when I came through, so it shouldn't be too much longer.
Copy that. WRZF 865, clear.
You, Sam Charlie Zebra 810, clear.
This is WSDK 881 for a radio check. Does anyone hear me loud and clear?
881, this is WRTP 347. You're coming in loud and clear through the Detroit repeater.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I very appreciate it. I'm in Saginaw, so that's cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem, and I am in Redford Township, right outside Detroit, so have yourself a great day.
Yes, you too, sir. This is WSDK 881 signing out.
This is WRTP 347, and I'll be clear.
WSSK-665 on channel monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
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 Oh, is that your dad?
Hello? Get him, Mom!
Hello?
WQZJ969 calling WRDC336. Copy.
WQZJ969, this is WRDC336. I hear you loud and clear. How me? Over.
Really good, like you're sitting right next to me.
Perfect.
So, just so I'm really clear on what you've done, because I'm still trying to piece some of it together because you were coming through pretty broken. What do you got going on?
In the office where I have the computer at the house, just outside that window, I drove a stake in the ground and put the antenna on top of that. Great. And then, so the top of the antenna is about 7 feet off the air, maybe eight, or off the ground, maybe eight. Over.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, we get to a point, and I understand not wanting to get up on the ladder and whatnot, but we get to a point where we can get you on the air more. I think you'll be pooping in tall cotton, as they say.
You would be interested to try Simplex as well.
I'm game. You want to pick a channel?
Might as well try 15, I guess. You know, that's the one down on the list for me here, so.
All right, copy that. Let's reserve this as our default. I'll switch over. I'll give you a call out. Depending on what we hear there, if I don't hear anything, I'm going to switch to the omnidirectional and just see if that makes any difference or not. I doubt it, but we'll see. Copy?
I copy, and so on this radio, I'll have this as primary, but I'll also set it to monitor the Hebron as well.
Copy that. WQZJ969, switching to 15 Simplex.
WRDC336, doing the same. Out.
WSEC544, WSEC445, copy.
WSEU-445 monitoring.
Brian, you got a copy on me?
I do. A little bit of static in the background, but I can make it out.
Now, like I say, this first time I've been over to get this from the house. So, a little bit of static in the big deal.
Can you hit the man, Salona?
I should be able to. I don't know if I can put my truck. I know I can't put my base radio, but I can switch over to that one.
Switch over to that. There was a couple of guys that are changing antennas. They're going to be back on this one here in just a minute.
Yeah, that was Chris and his son. So, I believe Eric is monitoring, so if he can hear us, feel free to cut in. I was just wanting to test this out.
No, it's sounding good. Modulation's okay. Like I said, a little bit of static in the background, but it is audible.
now. It's intermittent on my end right now.
Hi, Mancelona.
I'll switch over to the Mancelona. WSEC 544, clear.
WRDC 336, WQZJ 969, copy.
QZJ 969, WRDC 336. I didn't have any activity on 15 since March.
Did you say 16 as in 1-6?
That's going to be 1-5.
Okay, I was on 1-5. I just wanted to make sure that we're both looking up the same book here. That would be that would stand to reason why we couldn't talk to each other if we were on two different frequencies.
That would create a problem. I didn't try calling you at all because I figured if you couldn't hit me, then I wasn't going to be able to hit you. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, good. This is working out well. I think once you get that up in the air a little bit, I think Simplex might even be something worth a shot.
Oh, most definitely, for sure.
Did you catch any of Josh talking on here?
He was talking with that Brian. I'm not sure who that is. I recognize the call sign though.
Yep. It sounded like he was at his house making a call, which that's pretty good. He hasn't been able to hit the Sheboygan repeater from his house yet, so I wonder what he did different.
I'm not sure. He was a little weak, but I could hear everything he was saying just fine.
Well, hopefully he's listening when I say this, but, you know, we do kind of expect a little bit of a short signal with that. So how's the back doing today?
Still I'm not going to be doing anything real strenuous for a while, but, you know, light stuff and, you know, little stuff at work was fine today, so.
Well, that's good. Maybe it just takes a little bit of easing back into everything.
Yeah, sitting in I drove into town yesterday, and that still aggravates, you know, driving aggravates it quite a bit still, so we'll see. Hopefully here soon it'll be back to normal.
Yeah, I hope so for you.
But speaking of which, I probably should go lay down a little bit. It's starting to tighten up some as I'm sitting here, so. But I'm glad we're able to establish something anyway.
Most definitely. This was a good test, as Bentley and I often comment even when you don't have ideal results, results are good nonetheless. I'd say these might even qualify as good results for the most part.
Oh yeah, I think so, definitely. We definitely figured out a couple things that work, and maybe one that doesn't, but that's okay. We know what we need to work on now.
That is true, that is true. All right, will you go get rested up and take care of yourself? And we love you, and we'll talk to you later. WQZJ 969, clear on your final.
Love you too. And everybody, both four-legged and two-legged, I said hey, and talk to you later. WRBC 326, in the clear.
SAA 299, monitor. WSAA 299, monitoring on a mobile, Tyler and Clarkston.
WRTX 930.
WSAA 9, how are you?
Well, I'm just splendid. Enjoying the rest of my cigar here and getting ready to go in. How about you?
Far. Good night. Been pretty quiet on the repeater, it seems like, but your end, you sound nice and clear.
Well, I'm up in Bertrand here on the Saginaw repeater. I guess there's cool. Kind of a problem with the Macomb repeater or something, or I keep hearing that anyway.
Somebody was saying that hopefully it sounds all right.
What did you say there?
I was just saying that I'd heard that it had some type of an issue as well with water and a connection, but I'm on that.
Jack, how are you tonight?
I'm okay, except cold outside, Roger.
Yeah, the wind's whipped up a bit, which exacerbates the 26 degrees here. So, yeah, I'm with you. You know, it feels cold.
I don't know about that, but that cigar sounds like if you get cold like that, it's not going to go nowhere.
Well, me and the cigar are in the radio shack, so we're protected from the cold at the moment.
Oh, yeah, the cigar always protects you from the cold. You can get warm on that cigar, yeah. Just move it, put your hand a little bit higher, and it'd be warm. Roger, WIUG, wait 8.
Well, it's been good. Have a good New Year's there. What'd you do for New Year's, Jack?
Well, I went over to my daughter's house. They had big table, I had all kinds of food, from, you know, shish kebab and all that good stuff, you know, a little bit of everything, and had some drink. I drank about three of those Medullas. Stay up till about 3 o'clock playing cards. Enjoy it.
Booze and shish kebab. That sounds awesome. I love it.
One day, if you come down this way, I'll take you on that shish kebab. I'll take you and show you the shish kebab there over around here. Roger?
Yeah, actually, I was down at a friend of mine. He lives on, what is it, 18 in Rochester or so. But when I leave his house, I have to go, I usually go north to N59 there, right? Isn't that right around your place? Right around that area?
Yeah, I'm between John R. and Dick Winder. Roger?
Yeah, I didn't have a radio with me, but I was rounding the bend on the N59 coming off of Rochester, going on the N59 west. I was like, oh, I think that's somewhere around here. I should have a radio. I didn't have the radio, though.
I'm not too far from the Myers on Rochester. Roger?
Well, I'm just a passerby at that point. I go and visit my buddies down there sometimes, but I don't like going down there. It's just, I don't know what it is. I grew up in Troy. I grew up around there. For some reason, I just don't like going down around there.
I was the other day in downtown, all these lights, all these people walk around. It sounds like it's a summertime for them. Roger?
Oh, yeah, we had dinner at Cruising Year in downtown Rochester. It was all lit up. Everybody was walking around. I was like, I don't remember all these lights. I thought this was a green town. Like, what's going on? All these lights don't look so green to me. It looks like a bunch of electricity being wasted.
Yeah, you go a little bit farther down from downtown. There's a place you sit there. You can have a coffee. Also, what do they call that? Dessert. All kinds of different dessert. I used to go there every day. But I got a little bit overweight, so I stopped going there for a little bit.
Well, it's not hard to do this time of year. That's for sure.
And every time I go there, I eat cheesecake. And that's what it got me, I guess, the cheesecake. Roger?
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, the restaurant we were at, they were like, you want dessert? Like, I've had dessert for the last 8 days, right? You know, the dinner was enough. I don't need dessert. We don't need dessert. We're good.
I used to go there, you know, a little bit past downtown. There's a place there you can sit down, open your computer, go on the net and all that stuff, you know, and just to drink that coffee. They had so good coffee. It's a little bit expensive, but it's good. And also to eat that cheesecake. And they have some different cake and cookies over there. Roger?
Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't been in downtown Rochester in quite a while, I guess. I used to be there quite a bit, but I drove down there to meet my buddies, and they got a parking space back there now. Well, I'm not parking there. I'm gonna park where I know I can park where it's free. I ain't going to this parking garage.
Some places there you can buy a park in the garage. Some of them, there's a meter there too. You got to put the money in the meter. As soon as your time is up, if you're 1 minute late, they'll give you a ticket. One time it happened to me, I just went to the bank. And when I came out of the bank, you know how the bank, when you go in the bank, you deposit money and all that stuff, take you a little time to get out. And it took me a little bit to get out. And that's what happened. But anyhow, I went to court and they threw it out. I told them I'm a businessman. That's why. Roger?
Yeah, well, 90% of the people don't contest them, so they just pay it and get on their way. But, yeah, I'm with you. I didn't get a ticket. I actually parked where I normally park 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, it was kind of behind the main town there, and there was some spots, and I didn't have any problems.
They're good for that. You won't have no problem out that way. I haven't seen anything over that way anyhow. And listen, how am I sounding? I'm on that 50 watt radio. I'm on that medium on 625 Detroit repeater.
You're sounding, I would say, really good. If I wanted to get really nitpicky, I could say I could tell you're on the Detroit repeater, because that repeater's audio tends to be just a little bit more tinny than the Macomb repeater, but the Macomb repeater always comes in nice and solid. But, no, you're sounding fine. There's no problem, Jack. You're fine.
How about this one here? I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. Roger.
See, that might actually sound a little bit worse, if I had to say. I'd have to hear it again back to back.
All right, now I'm on Detroit, because the Mount Clemens repeater was acting up a little bit. It had water in the connection. So, you know, you got to wait till it get warm a little bit.
All right, now go back to the Mount Clemens.
This is the Mount Clemens repeater, 675.
Far off. There is something off of it. Mount Clemens should sound better than that. It usually does. There is something off of it. It's not far from the Detroit. The Detroit repeater always usually sounds a little bit more distant. Yeah, I can't explain it, I guess, but when you were on the Mount Clemens, it was just a little bit more garbled, but it was deeper and it had that feel that it could have, but it was more garbled than it should be.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go back on the DB20G and see what's the difference.
The trusted DB20G, you love that radio.
I'm now on DB20G on 625.
All right, well, you're a little bit louder. Your audio is a little bit better. There's just some real slight scratchiness in the background. Maybe just a touch.
I'm on the 675. I'm on the 675 now at medium watt.
That sounds better. That actually sounds better. That sounds good. That sounds like the jack that I know.
Well, then I'm going to be on DB20G instead of that 50-watt radio. But I like the 50-watt radio. You know, it's not because it's 50 watts, no. But it's a different radio. You know, a different the scenery inside of it, you know, and, you know, look like it's a computer. It goes and come in. 675, the name and all that. Also the says GMRS and all that stuff. Anyhow, but, you know, I like this one, too, because it's very clear to everybody. And this is WIUG 88.
Last transmission sounds like your normal booming, it's got mostly clarity, and you sound good. Sound good.
All right, that's good anyhow. So that cigar is almost gone, or not yet?
Oh, that one's gone. But
now it's time to put a couple of logs on that stove, Roger.
Yeah, see, you got it. I have to go in and reload the wood stove, otherwise the house is going to start getting cold.
Yeah, you might as well do that. All right, hey, Ken. Yeah, you got to do that. You take care, and you have a good evening. We'll talk again, anyhow. Keep calling. I don't mind talking to you all day. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG 88.
All right, Jack, yeah, good talk to you as always. I'll be on again. WRCX 930.
WSFY 587. Do you copy?
Station 544, WIUG 88, copy. Station 544, WIUG 88, copy. WIUG 88, clear. WSPI 847, WSTI 847. WIUG 88. Copy. WIUG 48 clear.
WSGH922, looking for a radio check. You're dialing in the repeater, WRVA982. Roger that, just installed or fired up a new base station here. I think I'm hitting the Flint repeater. How am I sounding? Audio is good. Signal's pretty solid. I'm coming into Detroit. I'm on a handheld, so I may not be making it real well, but we'll see how it goes. Roger that. All right. I appreciate you coming back. It's the first transmission on this little, well, I guess it's a radiology, CB20G. So appreciate you coming back. I'll be on the side, WSGH922. All right, very good. We'll see you around, WRVA92.
Station 922, WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, Jack, how you doing? I finally got her and fired her up here, so just sent out the first transmission. Sounds like I'm making her.
Oh, you sound good. G, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I ended up picking up that CB20G, and I'm running the Nagoya 772 Magmo. Roger.
Yeah, you sounded really good. Are you on a medium? I'm on a medium watt. I don't know if you're on a medium or not. But you sound a lot better on the medium. Roger.
Yeah, I'll have to bump it down because I'm definitely, I think I'm on high. Still learning this damn thing.
Buddy, yeah, we all learned. We're still learning. I was still learning too. Anyhow, well, sounding good, and congratulations for that DB20G. And Happy New Year, by the way. And you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Roger that. Thanks, Jack. You have a good New Year as well. Appreciate you coming back. I'll be on the side here, WSGH 92.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 3870.
WRMZ 640. WSTI 993 monitoring.
Station 993,
WIAG 488. WIAG 488. WIAG 488, WSBM 993. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing all right. How's yourself going tonight?
Oh, doing all right. Did you get that radio yet?
No, sir, not yet. Probably be ordering that probably, if not this month. Probably next month.
Okay, you know what else you can put there? I don't know how far are you from Flint, but Flint got airport. You can put that on that radio, the frequency, and you can listen to them.
From Flint Airport?
Flint Airport. I think there's a Flint airport there. Put the frequency on that same radio you're going to catch, and you'll hear them.
You talking about on the radio that I currently got, or are you talking about on the DB20G?
Oh, the one you're going to order next month.
DB20G, Radio Oddity?
You're going to order 10-watt radio or 8-watt radio?
Yeah, I think I'm going to order me a mobile radio, 20 DB20G, Radio Oddity.
Yeah, you can do that. You can also, you can do that, you can listen to ISS on that radio.
Back on that one more time?
I said, when you get your DB20G, you can listen to ISS.
You said ISS?
Yeah, right. Roger?
Exactly as ISS. I guess I'm not familiar with that.
Hey, people at the moon. They go and come back. Roger?
Come back on that, Jack. You were a little bit broken up that time.
The people at the moon. The ISS.
I still didn't copy that. You were really scratchy.
Let me switch the radio, because I'm on that 50-watt. I'll be there shortly. W-I-U-G, 488, copy?
488.
Yeah, I said... The DB20G, you can program the frequency for ISS.
Right, and I was wondering what exactly ISS is. I'm not familiar with that.
Don't worry, I'll give you the frequency. When you get it, I'll give you the frequency.
Receive only or transmit as well?
I'll just receive, because when you got your hand license, you can talk to them.
Oh, okay, I got you, I understand.
And if you want to listen to the airport by you, I don't know if I have that. I know I got Metro Airport.
G 488 ESPN 93, you're a little bit broken up that time. Stand by 1 second, I'll get back with you here in just a minute, Jack. I gotta order some food here at the drive thru. I'll be back with you in a minute. WSPN 993.
All right, no problem.
WSGS 922.
Yeah, go ahead, 922. I don't know, he says I'm breaking up because I'm on 675. Is that right?
Yeah, it sounded pretty good that time, but you were breaking up when you were on that 50 watt.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, I don't know, about 3-4 days ago, the Mount Clemens repeater, it had in the connection, it had some water in it, and it didn't receive that good. But now, I think it's fixed.
Yeah, I just changed my power down to medium. Does that sound better than it did a while ago when I had it on high?
Yeah, keep it that way. How far are you from Mount Clemens repeater?
Geez, I gotta be probably 50 or 60 miles, I'm not for sure. I'm up near Flint in Grambling, so I'm hitting the Flint repeater right now.
Yeah, well, that Flint repeater, it does a good job too. And there's one on Maple. They're all good, 100% good repeaters. I know that.
but you're sounding good now, so I would leave it on a medium.
Okay, Roger that. I haven't tried to hit any of the other repeaters yet. I just pretty much leave it right here on Flint. But I just got this thing today, so I've just been playing around with it and throw it in my truck, see how it works. I got to head up to Bay City tomorrow, I think, and pick up a side-by-side. I had it at the dealership there having it worked on, so I'll try it up there, hit off the Saginaw repeater, see how it works.
The Saginaw repeater is 575, and the Bay City repeater is 550.
Yeah, Roger, I got that site. I got them all programmed in here. You broke up that last time again.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe the repeater is not fixed yet. Anyhow, let me go back on 625.
Now, that time you came through pretty good, so I don't know. One time it just didn't come as clear as that transmission.
Well, how is now? How is better?
Yeah, I'd say it was really good, actually.
Sometime I let my hand go to the right and left, but I'm holding tight with the right in the front of the speaker. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, I'm trying to get used to holding this DB20 here. It's just all new to me, so I'm fumbling around hitting buttons and this and that all the time, so I'll get used to it.
Let me tell you, if you want to go on high, it's very easy. You can do it from your the mic in the front. What you do is look at on the, all the way down, it says, it's saying, and an O key on the right, from the right, then that would have switched it easy from medium to low to high. Roger?
Started scanning and I couldn't get it to stop, so I think I'm back on the channel now.
There you are. Well, if you want to go from medium to high, that's all you got to do. Go on A, you look at the A all the way down to the... And that will switch from high, from low to medium to high. First, you got to push the A, and then O on the right side. Roger?
Roger that. Just hit her. I'm up on high now. I don't know if that changes any, but works pretty good.
Yeah, same thing anyhow. But go back again on A and O, and that's how he changes from medium to low to high. It's really easy. Roger?
Roger, yeah, I got it. Now I'm down on low, so just trying all different levels here.
Take it to medium because you got a little bit of cracklings. Go back and take it to medium.
Roger. Yep, I'm a medium now. Does that sound any better?
Yeah, a lot better. But see how easy that is? You want to switch from low to medium to high? It's very easy, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I could take a couple tips. That definitely helps.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I have A and B. The both, you can hear both stations. If you go on the bottom one, you put a different station. I don't know. Did you try the Saginaw computer?
Negative. I haven't tried it yet. I could give her a whirl here.
I do that. I'll be hard. No problem. Go ahead.
WSTH922488.
It didn't happen. Okay, let me ask you. Do you want to try the 550? That's in Maybell. I don't know how far you're from there. You want to try that one? See if it's going to work for you.
Negative. I don't have that one programmed in. I do have the Detroit one. I'll try that.
What do we have? A 675?
Negative. Hang on. I might have both in here. Let me try the Detroit one here first. 6250.
I don't think you'll be able to make it. The 675, you will make it, because that's Mount Clemens, and you're not. And I had some people, they were out going out that way to Flint, and they were on 675.
All right, hang on, let me see if I can hit that.
Go ahead, buddy. We'll teach you. Don't worry.
WSTH922488. I tried it. I don't think I hit it at all.
No problem. Okay, do me a favor. I know you're on 725. On top, okay, when you see the mic, it says, on the rest, it says TX. Do you have that?
Yeah, affirmative, I do.
Okay, on the bottom of that, plus, says the plus CT. C is in cat, T is in Tom. You have that too?
Yeah, sure do.
Okay, that's good. That is excellent. Now, just to show you your power supply, make sure your power supply is 13.8V. That's 13.8V. Do you have that?
Yep, affirmative. I do have that.
You're all set, buddy. You're all set. I cannot tell you anymore, but if you're in the front, there's an airport there, and if you put that frequency at the airport, you'll hear him. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. I think it's 118.400 is their main tower, but they got several over there that you can listen to. I just haven't plugged them in yet, but yeah, I plan on doing that, and I got a couple of ham bands repeaters up here in Flint on channel 40 and 41. I programmed them, and of course the NOAA ones are down, oh, I think like 400 and something, but I just skip over them, change all the names instead of frequencies. I put the names of the actual repeaters in, so, and I skip over all the GMS stuff and just hit the repeaters I need to hit. Roger.
Roger. Okay. There's another one you can put, which is, I'll show you, it says VFO. Hold on there. Okay, look at on the radio on the left, it says V/M. You press that in, and it says VFO. You can put the frequency there. Different one. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, I'm familiar with that.
Okay, now are you listening to two stations the same time or not? Two different stations.
No, I'm not listening to two, I don't believe. I just have it on channel mode right now.
Okay, because you can listen to a different station. You know, I don't know which one you want, but what you do is, 1 minute. Okay, if you're on right now, 725 on top, and at the bottom, I don't know what you're on, you can switch that 725 to go down, and you can put on top, you can put on top the 625 by pushing the main, it says main button, and then a switch between A and B.
Yeah, Roger on that. I see down there at the bottom it says VFO. I guess the default 145.000.
Yeah, well, you can change that anyhow. All right, any other question you got for me? As much as I can help you out with no problem.